Napo at a crossroads, probation and family courts workers gathering in Eastbourne for their union. Napo's AGM, 15th-17th October, face an uncertain future as the full scale of government cuts and privatization comes into view. Chas Berry, Napo National Vice Chair, personal capacity. Former Justice Secretary Chris Grayling's act of vandalism in splitting up and privatizing over half of the probation service has predictably led to swingeing job cuts and attacks on terms and conditions in the newly outsourced community rehabilitation companies CRCs. Meanwhile, staff transferred to the National Probation Service NPS are struggling to manage high caseloads within a dangerously under-resourced and unresponsive management structure. As Napo has warned for some time, the public is at increased risk. Michael Gove. Anyone hoping for respite after Grayling's brutal regime can be under no illusions that newly appointed Justice Secretary Michael Gove will provide any relief. He pledged to Tory conference that he would bring reforming zeal into the dark corners of our prison system with an unremitting emphasis on reform, rehabilitation, and redemption. But he fails to mention how he will achieve this with budget cuts of £249 million at the Ministry of Justice. There is also no mention of where probation services fit into his plans. It seems clear we are in for more of the same, with the added bonus of a full frontal attack on our ability to organize as a union. It is no coincidence that Napo was singled out as one of the first to have the system of union deductions from pay known as check-off forcibly removed. Inspire. Asked and in frustrating Grayling's transforming rehabilitation agenda, the government's reform program for rehabilitating offenders reminded the Tory establishment of what workplace organization can achieve. So they are out to destroy us along with every other trade union. This is why it is vital for Napo to join with others in opposing the trade union bill. Some members are worried about threats facing the union from privatization and breakup of the service. But Napo can both survive and prosper independently with a fighting strategy. That starts with improving union density in the CRCs and encouraging NPS members to switch to direct debit. Beyond that, we can inspire a new generation of activists, untainted by the defeats of the past, to revitalize the branches and refresh the union at all levels. Jeremy Corbyn's victory as Labour leader has shown that, when offered an alternative, young people in particular are not prepared to just sit back and accept more austerity. We have to replicate what Jeremy was able to achieve by offering dynamism and hope to our members, many who witness firsthand what cuts to local services really mean to our offender clients and to victims of crime.